Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Who said this 2 weeks ago? Quote, "I like a dollar that's not too strong. I mean, I've seen strong dollars. And frankly, other than the fact that it sounds good, lots of bad things happen," unquote. If you guessed President Trump, you are correct. About the time he said this, President Trump signed a new law that imposes new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea. While it may not seem connected, this new law effectively represents the U.S. government declaring war on the U.S. dollar. Say what? There are many more nations than just those three that will be impacted by those sanctions. For instance, Germany obtains more than one-third of its energy supplies from Russia. The same goes, to a lesser degree, for most former Soviet states and several other European countries. In order for Germany and these other European nations to continue to engage in international commerce, they are going to be forced to make alternate arrangements for pricing and payments that do not use U.S. dollars. This will diminish the foreign demand for dollars. As a result, the federal government will no longer be able to cover part of its budget deficit by exporting more paper dollars and treasury debt. Instead, the opposite will happen. Expect trillions of U.S. dollars to be repatriated to the U.S. Treasury over the next couple of years. They will be redeemed for American goods and services, American real estate, or ownership in American businesses. As demand for dollars declines, so will its value. Although the quantity of U.S. exports may rise, look for the dollar volume to fall. That will result in job losses in the U.S. As the federal government expands its attempt to find alternate sources of funds to borrow, that takes capital investments away from the private sector, reducing its ability to create tax-paying jobs. This downward spiral in the American economy is almost certain to result in the U.S. government accelerating the inflation of the money supply, further putting downward pressure on the value of the U.S. dollar. Has everyone in Washington lost their common sense? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.